SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Indian-born Shai Silasnigrega, 60, and his 28-year-old son, Aviad Nir, were shot dead at a car wash in the Palestinian town of Huwara in the West Bank last Saturday. The terrorist approached on foot and opened fire from close range with a handgun. Shai's wife, Rina, said in the funeral in Ashdod last Sunday evening, "He would go to Huwara all the time. He was not afraid, and he would say, 'Those are my friends there.'" Israeli border police officers conducted an arrest raid in Betani, Shechem, on Monday and apprehended a suspect in the shooting. And Othman Abu Karouj, 17, was fatally shot in the head during a raid to further arrest suspects in Sababde, south of Jenin. On Monday morning, two Palestinian brothers, Saker Mohammed Al-Shanta, opened fire with an M16 assault rifle at an Israeli car at the Beit Haggai junction, south of Hebron, killing 42-year-old kindergarten teacher Batsheva Nigri and seriously wounding father of six, 40-year-old Aryeh Leb Gottlieb. Nigri's 12-year-old daughter was in the vehicle at the time of the attack and emerged unharmed. The suspects were arrested by Israeli forces less than 24 hours after the attack with no resistance. An Israeli man was attacked and lightly hurt by Palestinians after mistakenly entering the West Bank town of Turmus Aya last Sunday night. The man's car was set afire after entering the town, and residents also hurled stones at the man. The IDF said troops entered the town and extracted him. Defence Minister Yoav Gallant vowed that Israeli security forces would capture the assailants. 8-year-old Yehuda Levy of the community of Chemdat in the Jordan Valley was killed, and at least 8 others hikers, members of 2 families, were wounded following a rock slide at the Nahal David stream at the Ein Gedi Nature Reserve near the Dead Sea on Thursday morning. The site is closed and investigation is underway as to the cause of the disaster. 159 members of Israel's Arab community have been killed since the start of the year in intra-communal violence. 4 people were gunned down in Abu Sinan on Tuesday. Ghazi Saab, a former IDF officer and border police officer, had announced his campaign for mayor in the upcoming municipal elections only hours prior to his killing. The other fatalities were his relatives, Zohar al-Din Saab, Amir Saab and Salman Khalabi of Yarka. All 4 victims belonged to the Druze minority. Majid Dais, an 18-year-old resident of the West Bank town of Yatta, was stabbed to death in the southern town of Laqia early on Wednesday morning. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who had come under attack by senior opposition and coalition figures over his handling of the violence, said on Wednesday that the spiraling crime wave in Arab communities poses a security threat to the state of Israel and could spill over into Jewish communities, which he termed a bigger threat than the current state of near daily murders. A ministerial panel on Wednesday announced that the Shin Bet will be brought in against criminal organisations in all matters related to the communal elections, stressing that it will be in accordance with its mission and its role under the law. Police on Thursday apprehended a suspect in the quadruple homicide as he was trying to leave the country. The man, a member of a crime family, was detained at Ben Gurion Airport trying to flee. Hundreds of demonstrators, mainly from Israel's Ethiopian community, gathered in Tel Aviv on Wednesday to draw attention to the death of 4-year-old Rafael Adana, who was hit by a car while he was walking with his grandfather in Netanya on Shabbat, May 6. He was critically wounded and died in a hospital several days later. The driver, a 70-year-old woman, fled the scene, later claiming she didn't feel the vehicle striking anything. She turned herself into police several hours later, provided testimony, and was released to house arrest. However, it has become clear that she tried to cover up the accident, both by heading off to remove signs of damage on the car and suggesting that her daughter might have been driving or a passenger in the car. Police and prosecutors are investigating why no charges were laid against her. An officer was stabbed and 10 people arrested at the protest. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said stabbing a police officer is crossing a red line. Protests are a sacred right in a democratic country, but we will not accept any type of violence. The Bet Shin revealed on Thursday that in July, four Israeli citizens were arrested for suspected ties to Hezbollah and involvement in smuggling Iranian-made explosive devices into the country. Jalal Khursa, 28, and Ahmed Issa, 30, and Mohammed Issa, 39, from Kfar Qasim, and Noor Assam, 30, from Lod, were indicted on Wednesday. In Kfar Qasim, two Iranian-made explosive devices, among other weapons, were seized. In Lod, a similar explosive device was found, apparently to be used for criminal activity. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir on Wednesday said his right to safe movement in the West Bank was more important than the rights of Arabs to free movement, bringing condemnation from the United States. The US State Department on Thursday said it strongly condemns Minister Ben-Gvir's inflammatory comments on the freedom of movement of Palestinian residents of the West Bank. New York City Mayor Eric Adams met with Prime Minister Netanyahu on Tuesday in Jerusalem on the second day of his three-day Israel visit. The two discussed the Netanyahu government's controversial judicial shakeup and its tangible social, economic, and diplomatic consequences. Adams also met with representatives leading 33 straight weeks of protests against the government. A 14-year-old girl is suing the Eged for 271,500 shekel on charges that she was harassed and discriminated against when she boarded a bus due to her outfit. The lawsuit filed in the Haifa Magistrates Court claims that the teenager got on a 76 bus line in the city wearing shorts and a strapless top over a bathing suit. The driver allegedly asked her, "Do you have anything else to put on?" and then told her that if an inspector came, she could be fined for her clothing choice. Hila Peleg, a 21-year-old from Ashdod, is suing the Electra Afikim bus company after she was refused boarding on an 85-line bus in the city and was told by the driver that the bus was for men only. The family members of a group of young women who were told to sit at the back of the bus and cover their outfits with blankets on an 885 bus line from Ashdod to Sfat are suing the Nativ Express bus company over that incident. Thousands participated in a women's rights march in the Haredi city of Bnei Barak on Thursday night. About 300 people, mostly non-Haredi right-wingers, participated in a counter-protest. Some of Bnei Barak's leading rabbis issued a text calling on locals to stay away from the protesters to avoid friction. However, some ignored the call and tried to engage in dialogue. One Haredi women's group handed out water to protesters. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his wife Sara have temporarily moved into the Jerusalem Waldorf Astoria Hotel while security renovations are being carried out on their private home, where they've been staying while the official Prime Minister residence is being upgraded. Workers have ripped up the pavement outside the Netanyahu's home on Azza Street, the home recognized by the Knesset Finance Committee as the Prime Minister's official residence, while the renovations and security upgrades at Balfour Street continue. The work is expected to take at least two more years. Three Israelis, Shachar Shulchan, Lotan Giladi and Guy Iloz, are competing in the International Gamers 8 video game tournament in Saudi Arabia, which has no diplomatic relations with Israel. Shulchan and Giladi were part of a French-led team called Vitality, which won the first prize in an event playing Counter-Strike, a tactical first-person shooter game. And German soccer team Bayern Munich has signed Israeli goalkeeper Daniel Peretz from Maccabi Tel Aviv for a five-year contract with an initial fee of at least 5 million euro. The transfer comes on the back of Peretz's starring role in the Israel under-21s team's recent dream run to the semi-finals of the European Championship. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio and taking this opportunity to wish my dear friend and boss, Nitza, all the best for her future and all the best to SBS listeners.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.